A woman we'll call Samantha was diagnosed with a rare cancer 5 years ago. She doesn't know whether it can be cured, but the Fort Myers resident continues to fight, receiving chemotherapy and undergoing 3 surgeries to date. As with any struggle, there are the highs and the lows.
I was having a very, very hard time with depression for the past month and sort of gave up hope. And I looked through a box of information that I had, and I found a brochure that someone gave me 5 years ago.
That brochure was for Lee Cancer Care, a Fort Myers-based cancer center. Samantha went. She met with a nurse for counseling who referred her to its palliative care program. Her reaction?
Fear was the first one.
But she saw it as a way to get out of her slump.
If you have a disease that you know is going to be long-term, other issues then occur. And you do realize that you need a specialized care in dealing with the other issues.
Palliative care addresses those issues. It focuses on helping patients live better with their illness through pain and symptom management, as well as psychological and social support. A team of medical providers and social workers also discuss prognosis and educate about different treatment options. But to many, such care is erroneously seen as a death sentence.
Some people, when I mention palliative care or hospice care, they just get this horrified look on their face because they view palliative care as like the Grim Reaper. It's the manifestation of the end.
Dr. Daniel De La Torre is a hospitalist for Lee Memorial Health System. He says patients correlate palliative care with death because it often enters the picture too late.
Because really, end-of-life care to me is poorly done palliative care. It's palliative care that is put off until the very end.
Traditionally, palliative care is given to terminally ill patients when aggressive treatments have been exhausted, and the doctor says this is the best you're going to get. It often comes in the form of hospice.
Hospice care is palliative care, but it's palliative care in the last 6 months of life.
Dr. Andrew Esch is medical director for Lee Memorial Health System's QLife Palliative Care program. He says the real benefit of palliative care comes when it's introduced earlier on, just like for Samantha.
We talk about the things that are on the patient's mind. It's difficult for a doctor to talk to a patient about death, but when a patient gets diagnosed with a cancer or an illness they know is terminal, they're thinking about it. And so that approach, it really helps people to tailor their care then to what's important in their lives.
Samantha says it takes on a holistic approach beyond the disease.
They are concerned about your emotional aspect, how you're dealing with it.
Today, over half the country's hospitals have a palliative care program. The number has more than doubled in the past decade. Such care has shown to improve patient satisfaction and also save the healthcare system money. Some patients opt out of certain procedures once they're educated about their options. But not Samantha.
Yes, I am still going to continue to fight and still continue to do what I'm supposed to for my particular cancer.
Once thought of as an alternative to aggressive treatments, the role of palliative care is changing. A recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that lung cancer patients who integrated palliative care early in their treatment actually lived longer and had fewer symptoms than patients who went through traditional routes. The reasons are unknown. But Dr. Andrew Esch says research like this is exactly what his field needs.
Being a fairly new subspecialty, we need that body of evidence to help us to have those conversations with families, and it's coming.
He believes this kind of care can be part of treating any terminal illness. Samantha agrees.
The compassion that you receive when you come in here is very encouraging. I'm not saying that I won't die from this cancer. I don't know when, but it's just a part of life and you deal with it. But you just need a little extra help once in a while.
Samantha says palliative care doesn't mean giving up. For HealthyState.org, I'm Farah Dasani in Fort Myers.